Hello.
Hello.
My
Do you
gosh.
Know who this is?
We should take this on tour. I think
Hello.
We'd crush. Hello, Carolyn Dawn Johnson. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Sean?
Not bad. Hey, I know you're out on tour and stuff. I'm just curious because the last time you and I saw each other, I want to see if you remember this. You probably don't, but I certainly do. We were backstage at the Rainmaker Rodeo in St. Albert.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was about to MC your show, and you came up to us, and you said, hey, you're not going to believe it. I got a brand new bus. Well, a new-to-me bus, you said. And then we all got on it, and you said it used to be Tommy Lee's.
Oh. I don't remember that exact situation, but yes, the bus that we were on at that time was that. But I forgot about that until you're mentioning it right now.
It was covered in mirrors.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I can't remember all the buses I've been on at this point of time, but that's hilarious. I just remember that we found like a drive thingies that you would put in like a computer or whatever, one of those.
Yeah, like a memory stick.
We found it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We found one of those in there. And Yeah, so we didn't do anything with it, but we're like, who knows what's on here?
Well, it's got to feel good to be back out there, and especially on the road with Mr. Clint Black.
Oh, my gosh. It does feel absolutely fantastic. Clint's amazing as a human being and an artist, and definitely is one of those artists that paved the way for someone like me. It's like when I was, you know, in high school and going into college, Clint Black was definitely one of my favorites. He was a great musician, brilliant songwriter, awesome singer, great performer. He's a great guy. And it's like, I was a songwriter, still am a songwriter. So I really gravitated towards artists that wrote their own stuff. And I would get his albums and be looking up like, okay, what did he write here? Who did he write it with? Oh, awesome.
Oh,
you know? And so, being out here with him, celebrating the 35 years of his Killin' Time album, is such a treat for me. I just sit side stage and watch him all night. He's so funny and great singer and all the things. I just feel very honored to be A, back out on the road singing for the people, B, with Clint Black, who's to me and to everybody else really a legend. So it's pretty awesome.
I love that he's all the things that I think he would be. I love that. But do you ever just want to go up to him and just squeeze those dimples? Just come here, you rotten little... Like, he's just the cutest guy. There are a lot of people who smile with their eyes, and he's got that face.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you said it exactly accurately. He smiles with his eyes. Like, he's got the best smile. His eyes are always, they always look so happy. And he's genuinely that person from the inside out. So he's just a really positive, like, happy, joyful, funny. The guy has a great sense of humor. So I half the time I'm like trying to catch up to some of the stuff that he said, and I'm just like, it's hilarious. I have some good laughs.
What's it like to be back on the road again? It's been a while, hey, and you've got some new stuff out there, so you're playing a little of the old, a little of the new, I'm guessing?
Yes, I am. A lot of the old, because I know that's what people want to hear, and a little bit of the new, because I want everybody to know that, yeah, I am making new music. I've got new stuff out there. And I'm really excited about this music. You know, it's been a while since I've made some new stuff. So I've been carefully and attentively making this music, hoping that people resonate with it like they have with some of the other things that I've done in the past.
And there's just a couple of more shows in the Clint Black tour, right? And then you kind of head off on your own to do some festivals and stuff?
Yeah, that's right. So we'll be wrapping up the end of this week, and that will be very sad, actually, because this has been a really smooth sailing tour. We all get along really well. We all like each other. Everything's been working. You know, the venues have been great. So it's nice when you're on tour with people that you like, and people don't, it doesn't feel like there's this big separation where don't talk to me, don't look at me. It's, there's none of that, you know? So it's like, we all, it's just a really good vibe. So then after that, I'll be doing some of my own things. I've got some private stuff, some public stuff. I also go out with Martina sometimes.
Oh, cool.
And so I'll be doing some of that. And then also finishing up an entire album. I'm working on a 12-song album, and Stubborn Clock is the new song off of that. I put out Roadblocks before that. I'll have a few more things, and then the whole album is going to be coming out.
I have to ask you about Stubborn Clock. The way I read it, the way I listen to it, the what I hear, is life's just clicking by, and it's hard to catch up.
Yeah, I think you can interpret it however you want. For me, it was really like, you know, I've got all these things I want to do, and that clock just keeps ticking. Like, I guess I better just do them.
Every day I get in front of the mirror, I'm like, where did that gray come from?
Yeah, the clock will not stop. It is very stubborn. It is going to do what it does.
I'm working on something. I'm hoping I can stop it.
My son is adorable. He's like, Mom, Albert Einstein said that time is just a stubborn illusion.
You got a smart kid right there.
I know. I'm like, what? what does this mean? And he was talking about how if you also go out further in space, time changes.
Whoa. You know what? I'd have him doing my taxes. I guarantee you can find you a loophole or two.
He's a really deep thinker and a big thinker. And when he learns certain things, I mean, actually in general, period, he grasps these things and he has the capacity to really think in, I don't even know how to explain it, but sometimes I'm blown away. He's only 14 years old.
Love it. Proud mama right there. Carolyn, it's been just lovely catching up for a few minutes. Online at cdj.com. Thank you so, so much. Have a great rest of the tour and summer. If you want to catch her somewhere, check out the website.
Thank you so much, Sean. You have an amazing day. I appreciate you.